Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special to remember to Shiyu. Schus Chayu Chavit Fega Basmichal Tisbasi of Yosef Ben Alexandra, Linishmas Shmuel Ben Rav Ruvain Eitan, Aaron Ben Rav Yaakov, Ram Rav Yaakov Shachna. It's based in the Torah of Moravi Agon Agadal Muflav Amuflag, Rav Manzatzal in Palshas Kisisa, Perak Lamed, Pasuk Lamed Beis. It says in the Pasuk, Abasal Adam lo yisoch, uve maskunto lo sasu kamo, koidesh hu, koidesh yi yelachem edubalpo. It's talking here about the holy oil, the Shemen Mishchas Koidesh, that you anoint the Mishkan Kelim. So it says it shouldn't be poured upon human flesh, and according to its formula, you should not make anything like it. It is holy. It shall be holy to you. Pashtus, we have a kefil here. Kodesh hu. Kodesh Yelechem. Is ma pesharak felut hazot. As be pashtut, habi'ul shel hakefel shel kodesh hu v'kodesh Yelechem hu, v'ayim b'zeh borachem ha-kodesh over here. That it says kodesh hu is talking about the iser in the reisha of the pasuk, where it says that there is a lav. Of al besar adam lo yisach. Since it's holy, al besar adam lo yisach, you shouldn't anoint it on a regular person's flesh. And the sefer where it says kodesh yelachem is talking about another iser. Uve maskunto, its formula lo sasu kamohu. You shouldn't make it like that. So that's the double lashon. Both kodeshes, one on the Psar Adam lo yisach, and the other on Matskunto lo sasu kamohu. But we have to understand, Ma'inyan kodesh yelachem, what is the kodesh yelachem that was said about the Shemen HaMishcha? What does that have to do with the outcome of Matskunto lo sasu kamohu, which is an Isser anasiya Shemen, which isn't holy? First it tells you it's holy, and then it says, don't make Shemen which isn't holy, Ma'keshe. And we said that Kodesh Yelachem is referring to Maskuntu Lo Sasu Kamohu. Aval in the Keshel, Stomeret, just because it's holy doesn't mean you can't make your own formula, because it's you make it yourself, use the same formula. What you're making isn't holy. The Shemen HaMishcha is holy. What you're making isn't holy. So why should it be usher to make the same formula? V'chein tzrich levayer v'mayishna legabei ha'isur shel al besar adam lo yisach shenitla ha'isur b'kodesh hu. Zot omeret, when it says that on your human flesh you shouldn't anoint it, there it says, referring to that, it says, Kodesh hu. There's a lashon of Kodesh hu. Uve maskunto lo sasu kamohu, Kodesh yelachem. What's the difference in lashonos? Another question, as is the derech of Moreinu Rabbeinu Zecher Tzadik Livracha, to pile up the kashes. We have a similar iser legabik teres, as we see later on in Pasuk Lamed Zayin, ve'aktoret asher taseh b'matkunta, Lo ta'asu lachem kodesh, tiyel lecha l'shem. There, it says in a different lashon, kodesh yiyeh lecha l'shem. Here the lashon is, kodesh yiyeh lachem. There the lashon is, kodesh yiyeh lecha l'shem. And not kodesh yiyeh lachem. As ma evdel, ech masbir, how are we going to explain the difference between the two Lashonos, the Lashon Lagabe Teres and the Lashon Lagabe the Shemen HaMishcha? Another Kasha says here in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, which is a Hakdama to the aforementioned Pasuk Lamed Beis, Ve'al b'nei Yisrael tedaber le'mor Shemen Mishras Kodesh Yiyezeh li lidorotechem. To the Jewish people, you should speak saying that this holy oil of anointment will be for me for the generations. And then Hemshech it says, Al Basar Adam lo Yisach, etc. V'maskunto. In the Gemara in Horias on page 11b, in Krisus on page 5b, cited here in Rashi, it is explained that it says, L'doyroi Seichem, Shekuloi Kayim Lo'osid Lavo. It's all going to be around forever. In the Gemara also says, Tanya, Misha Nignaz Aroin, Nignaz Gan Shemen HaMishcha. When the Aroin went into Geniza, the Shemen HaMishcha also went into Geniza. The Aron was put in storage, and so was the Shemen HaMishcha. Minel and Dafina Dor is Doritz, means Senes HaMan. The Gemara learns as a limud there from the jug of the man. So the Shemen HaMishcha was put into storage. It's a Sheila, Hanitzevet B'faneinu, the question we have to ask is, what are these two Giluyim and the Doritz of Shemen HaMishcha, in other words, that it's Kayim Lasid Lavo, and that Misha Nignas Aron, Nignas Gan Shemen HaMishcha. What does this have? Why is this a Hakdama to what it says? Why does this preface precede what it says in Pasuk Lamed Beis, Al Basar Adam Lo Yisach, etc., etc.? So these are our kashas that we have our work cut out for us. And Kedarko Shel Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Zecher Tzadik Livracha, we have not a Chaticha Haru'uya L'Eskaved Ba, but we have 5,000 chatichos haruyas leskavid behem. So this is mamish super gevaldik. As have an atchil, and I'm mekavesh nuchal behemshechim laspir et hadvarim velavin otam laashuram. As nara levayir kach, shebaot sheyisod haisur shel habesar adam lo yisach hu mechamat sheshemen hamishcha kodesh hu muvdal mehadam. While the yisoid of the iser of al b'sar adam lo yisach is because of the shemen hamishcha, that it's kodesh and it's muvdal meha adam. You know why you're not? What does kodesh mean? Kodesh means muvdal, separate. That's the Maral says many places. So b'sar adam lo yisach is because it's holy and therefore it's separate from you. Now to use it on your own flesh. The iser of b'maskunto lo sasu kamohu, don't make the same formula, is primarily telling us that not only is the shemen holy and special for shamayim, ele shegama pi'ula ve'ha'asiya shel ha'shemen b'matkunto miyuhedet hi la'shamayim. The act, the doing of the shemen in this formula, with this formula, with these amounts, is special l'shamayim. Not only is the shemen itself special l'shamayim, special l'shamayim, but also the making of the shemen is special l'shamayim. And therefore it's impossible and forbidden that it should be done for man. Yefshar she'te'aseh avur ha'adam. The etzem ha'asiya, the very making of this formula, is la shamayim. So you have no right, no privilege to make it for yourself. And that's what it says, kodesh klapei ha'isur shel al besar adam lo yisach. It's holy, so do not anoint the flesh of man with it, since it's kodesh l'ashem. I efshar lishtamesh bo l'sichat ha'adam. You can't use it to anoint man. And it also says in the pasuk, kodesh yiyeh lachem. Od pam lashon pasuk, al besar adam lo yisach uvmatkunto lo tatsukamo kodesh hu, kodesh yiyeh lachem. So, kodesh hu, therefore you don't put it on your own flesh, kodesh yiyeh lachem, shegam halachem, in other words, what's to you, that you make this shemen. When you anoint with the shemen hamishcha b'mikdash u'b'kelav, that's an asiyah l'ashem v'lo lachem. But when you produce the oil, that production of the oil that you are doing, that is lachem, that is for you, you're making the oil for yourselves, gam ze kodesh miyuchad lashem, even the production of the oil has to be holy to Hashem. And therefore it's also that it shouldn't be done l'shem shamayim. It has to be done for the sake of the Mishkan and the Kelim. And that's the Isser of a Maskunto. So we have two Isurim. We have that it's the Etzem Hashem and it's Kodesh, and the making it is Kodesh. Kodesh Yeh Lachem. The Lachem, the Asiyas Ha'adam, what's to you? What's your job? What's your job? To make it, we have to make this Shemen HaMishcha. Halachem She'asiyat HaAdam Et HaShemen. Gam ze, even though the anointing is also our job to do. But the first part of the Pasuk of Kodesh is talking about the Etzem Shemen HaMishcha. And the second part, Kodesh Yalachem, what's to you that you are making the Shemen, this is also holy and special to Hashem, and therefore it can't be done for your own purposes. So that's in the Yisr of Maskunto L'Asadukamo that we have by Shemen HaMishcha. But by Ketores, the Isser is not that nityachada asiya zorak l'shamayim v'lo levnei adam. By the Ketores, it's not that this, the Isser is not, because this asiya is only for shamayim and not for people. What does the Pasuk say there? It says in the Pasuk, Kodesh tie lecha l'shem. The Pasuk is talking about the Ketores itself, that such a mixture of herbs, Tiyet lecha. What does it mean, tiyet lecha? For your needs, because the akrovas haktores is for your needs. Aval rak kshatzorech hu l'Hashem. In other words, even if it's going to fulfill your needs, because you're going to have this haktores, akrovas haktores, which is gevaldik for you, brings life, it brings so many good things, that is only when the need is for Hashem. The Ketores itself should only be for you when you need it for God, for the Krav Zekteres. And therefore, as you're not allowed to make it, Shelo Letzorech Hashem. Not for Hashem's sake. And that's why we have a different Lashon between the Shemen HaMishcha and the Ketores. Because by the Ketores, since we are getting such benefit from the Ketores, it's not like the Meshicha B'Shem and HaMishcha Mikdash Kehilah, that you're doing for Hashem. That's a commandment of Hashem. But this Ketores, is a direct benefit for the Jewish people. So even though you're doing it, even though it's Lecha, Ketores is a benefit for the Jewish people, nevertheless, it should only be Lecha L'Hashem. Make sure that it's only for the sake of the Ketores and not for your own personal purposes. It has to be L'Tzarech Hashem. And that's the Tam HaShinui. So now we have the difference between the first part of our Pasuk and the second part of our Pasuk with HaBeShem and HaMishcha. Kodesh Hu, that's Al Basar Adam Lo Yisach, because it's inherently holy. Since it's inherently holy, don't anoint it on your flesh. Uvamaskunto lo sasu kamohu kodesh yelechem. In other words, that don't make the same formula. It's holy to you, meaning that even the lechem is kodesh. Even when you make the shemen, that's also kodesh. That's also special to God. And therefore, it has to be done l'shem shemayim. You can't, even the asiyas hashemen can't be for your own purposes. And by the Torah, it says, Kodesh Tiyeh Lecha L'Hashem, that even though it's for you, because the Ketores you get such benefit from, nevertheless, make sure that it's for Hashem, and you're not going to use it for your own purposes, for your own smelling, for your own enjoyment. And now we understand why Pasuk Lamed Aleph is a Hakdome the Pasuk Lamed Beis. Sheshemen HaMishcha Hu Lidorotechem. He said two things. Number one, it was Nignaz Lasid Lavo. And it also was Nignaz like the Aron. It's going to be here Lasid Lavo, and it's also when the Aron was Nignaz, the Shemana Mishcha was Nignaz. So now that's Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Why was it Nignaz? So it shouldn't be Roy Lishtamish B'Shemen Zeh She'asel Moshe. B'Shemen Acher Rein Lishtamish Bo. We're only allowed to use the Shemen of Moses, not a different Shemen like we see in the Tosfos in Nazir 47a. Divra Mascha V'Chein. Ayin Sham. U'Kid Yafin An Mikra, D'Zeh Yali L'Dor Rotechem, Kim V'Var B'Horiyot Yud Alef, Klitut Hei, Amud Bet, Amud Bet. U'ma Miuchad B'Ma She'asel Moshe. One second. You're only allowed to use. We learn from the Dor HaSeichem that we're only allowed to use the Shemen of Moshe. No other Shemen. We're not allowed to make our own Shemen. What's so special about what Shemen made? What Shemen that Moshe made? So it must be that Shemen HaMishchad is an inyan, the Yasi itself, that it's holy. And therefore, Moshe made it. And we have Moshe as part and parcel of the Shemen. He created the Shemen. He produced the Shemen. And that obviously makes it a holy Shemen. Saying, sell that on eBay, right? Moshe Rabbeinu's Shemen. You'll get not $1 million, not $1 billion, maybe $1 trillion. V'Shemen Zehu Shiyesh Ligonzo. This you have to put away. Because there's something special about Moshe Rabbeinu making it. In other words, like we learn in Pasuk Lamed Beis, there's a special inyan in the Asiya, and therefore the Asiya is holy Lashem, and you're now allowed to do it. There's an Isser. Uva maskunto lo sasu kamohu. You're now allowed to make the same formula because the Etzem Asiya is Kodesh. And therefore, we have Lamed Aleph. The Pasuk tells us there already that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he made it, it was so holy. That's why it has to be put away. Because it was so holy. So you see there's an inyan in both Pesukim of the Etzem Asiya. Lamed Aleph tells us there's an inyan in the Asiya itself. And therefore, what Moshe made was so holy. V'yeshno Moshe b'guf ha-shemen b'asher chelek mimenu she'asiyato yeshna ba bo'asiyah de Moshe v'shemen zeh hu she'yesh ligonzo v'chein she'me'oto tam yeshno le'atid lavo v'lo nechsar mimenu klum. And that's also why it's going to last. Not only are we now allowed to make our own, it's only Moshe is allowed to make it, but it's also not going to be lacking for forever, for the future. It's going to be here forever because it's special that Moshe Rabbeinu made it. And we also have this inyan of Maskunta Lo Sasu Kamo Kodesh Yelachem. You're now allowed to make the same formula because the Asiya is holy. And that again we see in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, the Asiya is holy, and therefore what Moshe made is going to last for all the generations. And nobody else is allowed to make it but Moshe. You see there's an inyan in the Asiya. So that's Gevaldik. Bireim b'mitzvah reish ayin chet l'gabei mefatem et Hashem and katab ayireim shetziva yotzreinu shelo yishtamesh hediot v'cheter kihuna v'hikpid shelo yifatem shemen dome l'shemen kdosha sh'ne'amar v'chudei v'l'gabei ha'isur. So when he talks about making the Shemen HaMishcha, he says that our Creator has commanded us that the hegiot shouldn't use, a simpleton shouldn't use the crown of the priesthood. And he was makbid that he shouldn't make the shemen similar to the holy shemen. We have no right, no other person has a right to make the shemen, to create the shemen. No hedyot. Vil legabe isur mefatem et haktoret, he writes, reishayin tes, leikosav ela shehizhir yoytzreinu beparshas kisisa. He doesn't write the same reason as mefatem as shemen. Why not? Based on what we said, we understand very well. Anyway, we have to understand. Why does the Yireim say that you're not allowed to make the shemen because hekpida Torah shalei shtamish hedyot b'ketz kuhuna? What do you mean you're not allowed to use the crown of the kuhuna? It's not the using that is aser. It's the making of the shemen. The asiyah is aser, not the shimush. After you use after you make the shemen, it's no iser to use it. Like we see in the Rambam, Perakei Milchus Klei Mikdash Halacha Hey. Only the asiyah is aser, but afterwards it's not an aser anymore. Ayin Shem Barambam. As Ma Inyan Isur HaAsiyah V'Mishtamesh B'Ketel Kihuna. What's the saying of asiyah? Somebody's not allowed to use the crown of priests, is not using it now to make the shemen. So it must be that the making of the shemen is included in the holiness of the shemen. And using this asiya for your own needs is called using the crown of the kahuna. זה מה שכתב יראים, שאסור משום משתמש בחתר כהונה. It's using. I don't know why he says kahuna. Maybe he means something very holy like Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu had a din kohen at the beginning. But he's not allowed to use this, meaning use this asiya for himself. Because the Etzem HaAsiyah is holy. The very production of the Shemen is holy. So he's not allowed to use this production for his own needs. That's like taking advantage of the production. You're not allowed to do that. Only Moshe was allowed to make the Shemen HaMishkan. So that's all b'mefatim is Hashemen. But the k'toires, we explained before, ein ha'isur mitzad shenit yachada asiyah zo rak l'shamayim v'lo l'bnei adam. The isur is not because this asiyah can only be for Hashem and not for people. But rather the pasuk says, Kodesh Tiel Lecha Lashem. That this Tarovis of Samimanim, that's for you, should only be Lashem. Rak Kishehatzorechu Lashem. Only when it's needed for Hashem and not when it's needed for yourself. And therefore, it's Asur Shalol Tzarech Hashem. When should you have this Samimanim? When you need it for Hashem. And the outcome is that you're not allowed to make it Shalol Tzarech Hashem. But it's not that the making it is holy. The Asi itself is not holy. When it comes to the Shemen HaMishcha, the Asi is holy. Here the asiyah is not holy. You're now allowed to use the same formula for the ketores, because it says in the pasuk, these samimanim are going to be for your needs. Because akrabas ketores is for the sake of the Jewish people, only when the need is for Hashem, only when it's for the actual ketores. And not for your own personal smell. And that's why it's usher to do it Shalol Tzarech Hashem. Not because the Asiya is holy, but because the Pasuk says that when should you have these samamanim? Only when the tzarech is Lashem, not when the tzarech is for yourself. But it doesn't say, lo katuv kan ba-pasuk, that the whole, that the Asiya is kadosh. But by the Ketores, katuv kan she-asiya kdosha. And therefore, Yireim has different formulation for the Isurim. When it comes to the Shem and HaMishchi, it says, lo yishtam shu hejot b'ketzikuna, v'hikmit shalei fratim shem doyim l'shem k'dosha. So you're now allowed to use this Asiya for your own needs. But in Fatim Iskaris, he doesn't say that. He doesn't say this inyan of not being mishtamish, hedyot bekesikun. He just says you're now allowed to make the formula of the ktoras. Why? Because the isser isn't that you're mishtamish ba'asiyah. The asiyah isn't holy. Only when it comes to the shem and the asiyah is holy. So he says shelo yishtamit hedyot bekesikun. When it comes to Mefatim Sektor, the Asiya isn't holy, so he doesn't use that Lashon. The Isser is the Etzem Asiya, but not that the Asiya is holy. It's not that the Asiya is holy and you're using it for yourself. No, you're just not allowed to make the Torahs, but not that the Asiya is holy. So only when it comes to Shemin, he said, Shalei Shtam Shadja B'Kesu, but not the Gabi Asiya Sektoris. Radvarim Niflaim. V'ayein b'dat zkenim mibalei atosvot kan b'pasuk lamed gimel shekatav al yisur shel asher yirkach kamor v'chein legabei ktoret v'fi she'ein derech l'shtamesh b'sharvit shel melech v'chein amru chazal lo yaseh adam bayit tavnit echal lo menorah shel shiv'ah. זאת אומרת, לגבי שמן המשחה, it says, איש אשר ילקח כמוהו, any person who compounds anything like it, אשר יתאמנו על זר, ונחרט מי עמיו, he will be cut off from his people. That's what it says about the שמן המשחה. The דאס הקנה מבעלי התספס עד, וכן לגבי כתורת. Same thing לגבי תורס, why? Because you can't use the sharvit, you can't use the staff of the king. And so too, it says in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and Daf Chof Dalet, that you're now allowed to make the various, you're now allowed to make your own clay mikdash, heichal, in the shape of the you're now allowed to make a heichal, you're now allowed to make an Oros Shiva, you're now allowed to make the kelim. V'ayen, so that's, so, because you're not allowed to do it for your own, you're not allowed to make these things for your own purposes. Not the Shemana Mishcha, not the Ketores, not the Kalim. That's the Dasikani Mibali Atesvis. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Nun Dalid. And the Radbaz and the Rambam, Perek Zayin Bechus Bechus Bechir Alach Yud, write that the Isser of Lo Yase Odom Tavnis is why? It's because of Moira Mikdosh. You know why you're not allowed to make the same form as the things in the Mishkan? Because of Mora Mikdash. Ayin Sham uve Minchat Chinuch Ba'arichut, not like the Rishonim who hold that it's Avoy Dezoradik. You see clearly from the Da'as Sekenim Ba'alei Atosis, that's not Mitzad Avoy Dezara. And you also see that from the Chinuch and the Radbaz. V'kamuvan Shisham Ikaro B'totza'ahu שאין זה כבוד המקדש לעשות לצורך עצמו את אותו דבר המשמש למקדש. So there, the Iker is the Toitsa. That it's not proper honor for the Mikdash to make for your own needs the same thing that's used in the Mikdash. And that's like the gather that we find by the Isser of Mefatim is Haktoires. V'lo kan itba'er legabei ha'isur shel Mefatim et ha'shemen. That is, what do we say by Mefatim is Haktoires? Not that the Asiya is holy. When you make it, only make it for Hashem. שתערובת כזו של סממנים תהיה לך, in other words, for your needs, only when it's Lashem, תהיה לך Lashem. But when you make it only to use for God and not to use for yourself. So too, that's the Ktaires, and so too these Kalim. Don't make what should be for Hashem, don't make for yourself, for your own needs. So they're the Asiyas Aser, not the Shimush, like we see in Yerodei Reish Mem Aleph, Pischei Tshuva, Sifkat Yibbeis, Arichus B'Sefer Mokor Mayim Chaim Sham, Ayin Sham. But the point is that the Asiya cannot be for your own needs, it should be for God. This Asiya that you're doing has to be L'Hashem. But not that the Asiya is holy. You just can't make it that you're going to use it. You have to make it that Hashem is going to use it for Hashem's needs. But not that the Asiya is holy. So that's the Geder we find by the Klei HaMikdash. And that is compared to the, by the Das Kan Balei HaTosfos, that is sort of making the claim Mikdash is compared to Ktoires and Shemen HaMishcha. But we said that the Geder of not making the claim Mikdash is like the Geder of not making the Ktoires. But the Shemen HaMishcha is a different Geder. We see the Das Kan Balei HaTosfos is putting them together. אז יש לומר שבתערווי הוא יסוד אחד של איסור מצד משתמש. אלא שבמפתם את השמן, השימוש בשרביתו של מלך הוא השימוש בעשייה. So, really, they have one יסוד. And the יסוד is, don't be משתמש. Don't use something you're not allowed to use. When it comes to being מפתם as a shemen, you're using the עשייה for yourself. That's included in שרביתו של מלך. That's the king's staff, because this עשייה is holy. So when you use the Asiya for yourself, you're taking this holy thing for yourself. By Ktoires, it's different. There is going to be the Toitzah of the Ktoires L'Tzarech Atzma, not the Etzem HaAsiya, but that it comes out that this Ktoires, the outcome is that the Ktoires is being made for you. And it's not supposed to be for you. When you make Kodesh Tielecha L'Hashem, when you make the Ktoires for yourself, it should be for Hashem. In other words, the outcome, it should be used for Hashem and not for you. But they're both Dine Asiya. The Yireim, when he spoke about Shemen HaMishcha, he said it's talking about Shelo Yishtamesh Hediot Beketel Kihuna, the crown of the Kihuna. In other words, this crown, it's like crown is Be'etzem, the Sharvit is a semel, the Sharvit is a symbol. But the Keser Kihuna is Mamish the crown, that's the Malchus. She says Shimush Mamash Beketel Kihuna, Sharvit is semel. Shemen HaMishcha, it's Shimush Mamash B'Shemen Shu Ketel Kehuna. It's much higher. The Sharvit is more of a symbol, but the Keser Kehuna has much more intrinsic value. It's the actual crown of the Kehuna. This is holy. Maybe it means like this is holy to Hashem, this Shemen. So don't use that for your own needs when you're making the Shemen HaMishcha. This Asiya is the Keser Kehuna. This Asiya is holy to Hashem. You're not allowed to do it, use it for yourself. Otherwise, if you do it, you're using the Keser Kehuna. Because again, this Keser Kehuna symbol, this Keser Kehuna is an expression of the holiness, the exaltedness, the loftiness of the Shemen HaMishcha. And so, if the Asiya has this loftiness, and by making it for yourself, you're using this Asiya for yourself. Now we can understand the Rasag in his Sefer HaMitzvahs in Oinshim Yir Aleph. He writes the following lashon. The Rasag wrote very, very, very briefly and tersely, and he wrote Ramazim, and that's what the Rechem Fischel Perla has. You know, it's Marich what the Rasag means. And we have a lot of literature trying to figure out the Rasag in his Sefer HaMitzvahs. So he writes Hachutz Rokach Shamni Viktarti. In other words, you now let him make outside my shem and my k'toyres. So Rechem Fischer Perle said that this, what the Rasag says, hachutz, means that you're only chayiv if you make the shemen and the k'toyres outside of the Beis HaMikdash, but not inside. And he was marich. Why is it only usher outside and not inside? Based on what we said, we can say another explanation. When he's defining the mitzvah over here, he uses these, just a few words, that's what he decides to say, that you can't do it outside, you have to do it inside, not Malakesha. But rather, like we saw, that these are things, Shebedvarim Eli Yesh Pnim. In other words, these things belong to the Mikdash. The formula of the Shemen and the Ketores are shaykh to the Mikdash. And not outside of the Mikdash. These can only be used, like we said before, in the Yireyim and the Das Ken Bali HaTosfos, that these are things that only can be used for Hashem. You're not allowed to use them for yourself. So therefore he says, you know what the Yisod, the Gedra of the Yisur is? Hachutz, Rekach, V'shem, Nivakatati. It can't be for the Chutz. It can't be for your own purposes. Either because of the Gedra of Shem and Amishcha, that the Etzem Asiyah is Kadosh, and that so the Asiyah has to be for Hashem and not for you. Or the Gedra of the Ketores and the Klei Mikdash, that the Etzem Asiyah is in Kodesh, but when you're making it, it has to be for the sake of Kodesh, for Hashem. But either way, the shimush has to be for the pnim, for the Beis HaMikdash, and not for your own purposes. So hachutz, rokach shimni v'katarti. The problem is if it's done outside. Mishim shedvrim eli yesh pnim, tainu biyotam b'mikdash v'kodeshav. They belong inside. V'lechei nechshevet asiyatam k'nsir shalchutz mipnim zeh. And if you do it for your own purposes, that's considered doing it outside of this pnim, outside of the Beis HaMikdash. It's like taking it outside, and therefore there's an asur rikichas shamni v'ktarti achutz. Okay, kafi she'amarti kodem, yesh po harbe 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 od ma shenishar lanu ledaber be'ezrat Hashem. Ani rak mevakesh mikol yedidai moray v'rabotai liyishar imanu v'nir'e hemshech nefla'ot rabot gdolot v'atzumot mitorat Hashem. B'simcha uv'tuv le'evav me'rov kol. And I thank you so much for listening. B'li neder, I hope that was zeche to continue. Shalom, shalom.